And I think the purpose of this today is to inform us of what you've received and all that stuff.
So the first item under old business is conditional use 2071 on behalf of Blessings Greenhouse and Compost. The County Council held a public hearing on April 25th. At that time, they left the record open for an additional 15 days for written comments that went to May 10th, and then an additional 15 days for written comments on the written comments that went to May 25th, and then for an additional 15 days for comments from and questions from council, and that ended on June 9th. In your packet was a list of those the questions that were received from council and the responses that we received back from the appropriate organizations and agencies. Okay. We also included the motion that that the Planning Commission made the recommendation to approve. If there's any questions.
Any questions on that? No, go ahead. Next.
And the next item was conditional use 2074 Quail Valley 1525 LLC, also known as Midway Fitness. That public hearing was held on May 23rd. The public record was left open and closed on June 20th. We also received a number of public comments. Those have been submitted as they came into the County Council. Staff was also asked to look at providing information on the square footage of the buildings in and around the area. Staff provided that information in that memo that was included in your packet, and we noted that some of it was based on the best of information available. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Question on that. Okay. And Mr. Moore, if I'm make sure I'm right here, what we have done historically is once the planning zone director reports to us on that everything's in and all the questions have been answered and officially,
yes,
then we can now place it on an agenda.
That is correct.
Correct.
You okay. Can place it on agenda for action.
Okay.
I would ask, Mr. Chairman, if you would put both of these on the agenda for
next meeting.
Tuesday.
Sure. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Introduction of those zoning ordinances, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. There are four today. And the first one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily units, 52 townhomes, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6.86 acres, more or less.
Move for
Burton introduces it.
Yeah, I'll introduce it.
Okay. The second one is also in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 16.669 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton introduces it.
The third one is in Mr. Burton's district as well, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MR medium density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6.86 acres, more or less.
I move to introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduce it.
And Mr. Burton gets all of them today. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 2.13 acres, more or less.
I'll move to introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduce it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Next is council member comments. Council member comments. Now, I know we had three members go to the NACO meeting. I'm sure you want to report back on what you attended, what you learned, that kind of stuff.
We'll let the new guy go first.
Whoever. Mr. Cole should probably go first, but he's a senior member.
He is the senior member
of the delegation.
The board member of the National Association. I believe George would, he was the most attentive and should probably be.
No, wait a minute.
You didn't see him in action.
No, I asked a question, right? And
you did.
And at one of these workshops, and the issue was immigration, and they had a panel. And the panel was giving us a real positive spin on the impacts of immigration on counties and what these counties were doing. These were like case studies. Some little county from I say little, geographically it was large, but the county commissioner said he represented, the whole county population was 28,000. And I'm thinking, we probably individually know, Mike and I probably know 28,000 people here in Sussex County on a first name basis. But so these counties are small. It's easy to deal with some of these issues. And they had, their school system had, what a crazy number, 66. Yeah, anyway, all these languages they had to deal with and on and on. But anyway, it was basically all the panel basically gave a positive spin. So I raised my hand and said, you know, there's another side to this story, and I'd like to see panels include somebody who would give the negatives. I said, I know, and I explained we had, you know, they had a meatpacking processing plant that hired, out of a town of 11,000 people, they hired 2,000 people. So major impact. And most of these were Somalis and anyway, all different races of people that have come from different parts of the country to take these jobs. So dealing with all that, and they said, you know, get up in the front end of it. And I just said, you never can get in the front end where we live because there's always an influx of so many new ones coming into the area. You never really get ahead of the problem. And there is a lot of issues associated with it. I'd just like to hear some negative. Anyway, the moderator, who was an Hispanic man, a county council elected official from Texas, I believe he was, he stared at me for 10 minutes. And it was supposed to be the last question, but for 10 minutes he lectured me on, he was passionate about it. I mean, it was funny, instead of talking to everybody, he talked to me for about 10 minutes about the issue and the subject and why he was so passionate about it. But it was a interesting little back and forth on that one. So that was just one like nice little moment.
George, did you recommend to bring it in by truck?
No, sir, I did not.
I don't think that's the case. Anything else? Mr. Orlett.
Well, go ahead.
Mr. Burton.
Go ahead. I apologize.
I really enjoyed the conference. I, you know, to me being new and to be around, to hear from other elected officials in different counties that are dealing with very similar stuff that we're dealing with, and it just gives you a different perspective. But it really kind of gives you a different approach to things. So I think attending is good training, and I went to some great workshops, and we elected a new president, and he gave a very good speech, and overall it was a very good experience.
Mr. Arlett?
Yeah, to answer your question, it's amazing, you know, how many. I can't remember the amount of attendees, but with maybe 2,500, 3,000, something to that effect. And again, our counterparts around the country, not just elected officials. I mean, there's county administrators that are there. There's financial individuals that are there. There's lots of workshops and lots of things going on to, you know, how we can become better at what we do to serve the people that we serve. And so I'm on the Environment and Energy Land Use Committee, which is one of the most passionate ones, I'm told, and resolutions and a lot of discussions as it relates to, and again, these are things, these resolutions are to represent at the national level, not localized or even state stuff. It's mostly national stuff. So, but it was very good dialogues, very good conversations, and it is very interesting to have the perspectives of many that have varying opinions. Also part of the Immigration Task Force. Also a very passionate discussion, and having a wife who is a legal resident from another country, and we do have a lot of immigration proposed by the state, undocumented, I should say, specifically, because I think there's legal and there's undocumented. There's two separations there, the way I see that. And it greatly impacts our communities. And sometimes more so the other counties than ours, because the state does so much, as you know. But at the same time, we should have a voice as it relates to how it does impact, and specifically our schools. You know, this I called it an unfunded mandate because of forces that allow undocumented citizens to be here, and the schools cannot even ask if they're legal residents or not. Yet the local taxpayers have to pay for those issues. So this is not just a Sussex County issue. It is a national conversation that goes on. And so I think it's very relevant. And also on the Next Generation Committee, Mr. President, so which means future thinking as it relates to the National Association of Counties and impacts. But, you know, county commissioners around the country are very impactful to this country. They are closest to the people and very involved on the White House and in the administration and on Capitol Hill because there's ongoing conversations from the elected officials at the local level that impact nationally. So thank you for the opportunity to go. Oh, one other thing. I apologize. I did take a tour. One of the committees took a tour of a local manufacturing company in Columbus, Ohio, and they are. It's called Prime Manufacturing Equipment, and they do a lot of business in our county because they produce chicken manufacturing machinery. So they serve many of our companies that are here in Sussex County. So for me to go there and meet the owner and see what they do really brought to perspective our community and what goes on. And I also, of course, and they're looking to expand, so of course, obviously invited them to be here in Sussex County to come for a tour because we'd love to have them expand right here at the chicken capital of the country, which is Sussex County. More chickens are produced here than any other county in the country.
And before we close down, and the other thing is they gave us a briefing on what is happening on Capitol Hill and what's impacting counties, like the CDBG funding may be cut, and this may be cut, and this may be cut. And we had some really good, frank conversations from the staff telling us how they're up there on the Hill, this NACO organization, much different than it was 10 years ago, very aggressively advocating for counties. And, you know, there's a lot of things they're thinking of taking, like the state took from us. There's the federal government's eyeballing a lot of things also, but the CDBG funding would be critical to Sussex County. So, anyway, they're on top of that stuff.
And what does that mean, George?
CDBG?
Tell us. Community Todd. Development Block Grant.
Block Grant. We get comes from the feds to the state and from the state to the counties.
Brandy take care of it.
Yeah, Brandy's. That's for the housing.
Any more comments from council?
Mr. Lawson.
How about comments from the administrator? That's a new, new subject.
No, only when necessary. I wanted to let council know that right now our agenda for next week is very light. We have no items that are really critical other than the two old business items you heard today. I don't know how you feel. If those could wait for an additional week, I would recommend postponing next week's meeting and not having a meeting unless you want to handle the two old business items tomorrow next week, but that would be the only items that we have currently for you to come to Georgetown for.
I will then make the motion if Mr. Burton is fine with that.
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Then I'll let you second the motion that we would to cancel next week's meeting.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Mr. Burton?
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Burton.
I don't
think it'd be fine. To cancel the county council meeting for next week and meet the following week. And on that agenda, we'll have the two items Mr. Burton wants on there from the old business. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
There's so much to do, I know. But for the recommendation of our county administrator, I will vote yes.
Mr. Burton?
I don't like it, but I'm not going to have everybody come in for two motions or two votes, but I'll vote in favor.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Well, now I'm entering a motion to go to executive session for pending litigation.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Yes. We're now in executive session for pending litigation. I assume, Mr. Law.